Hello, everyone. This is Fahim Jackson, and this is episode 79 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. I'm also using this platform to ask questions and try my best to answer these questions with my viewpoints of the world around me. The following is an introduction speech into the topic of today, and that introduction speech is regarding the accuracy of Noah's Ark. Many stories in the Bible have been of intrigue, and one that stands out amongst most is the story of Noah's Ark, the story of one man's warning to the people of the punishment God intends to dole out as a result of their sinful ways. Society had turned so corrupt that Noah was instructed to construct an ark with his family and two of each animal on the planet. God decided to destroy the earth with waves of water that washed on the land, killing anyone not on the ark with Noah. Now, there are so many questions relating to this that just defy the logic that man is capable of trying to comprehend. And to be honest with you, I've even looked at this story myself with so many questions. And rightfully so, considering we hold this story to be not only one of the greatest stories ever told, but held as truth. As a literal situation that happened not billions of years ago, millions of years ago, or even a few hundred thousand years ago. This story is from tens of thousands of years ago, during a time when other human civilizations were in existence. Well, were they also impacted by Noah? And how come Noah told his people in his region of the world, and people were not told in other parts of the globe? So God killed them knowing about the ark being built? This is why religious stories are so divisive. Hopefully we gain some insight from this episode regarding this religious story. How accurate is Noah's Ark? Bad times. We as a society have always had times where the will of man has been tested. No matter if we were putting others to the test or if the world just threw things at us out of nowhere. But man has also had times where we're such an unjust environment. When bad things took place, it was seen as changing times. The changing times that we needed to happen to see our bad ways in which we lived. Now, you can't make a statement like this unless you're prepared to deal with the critics coming after you. Because the critics will see man as imperfect with flaws and are negative. The situations we deal with as mere coincidental. Yet going back to religion, the Christian Bible always has tried to aim at showing a sign of some sort from God. There is always a wicked aspect as to why man has to deal with such negative blowback. But then again, what about when people were the most devout in religion? Bad things still happen, like plagues and natural disasters. So what was the message when this was taking place? Because we have documented instances in history of events that claimed the lives of many out of man's hands. And it happened to God's most ritualistic followers. And this is the reason why the story of Noah's Ark also stands out, because Noah's world was bad. But what about other places? Who is Noah? See, Noah was a son of Lamech, and ninth in line to Adam. He was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. He was instructed by God to build an ark and put two of every creature on earth on the ark. He was known to be a man who was a tiller of the soil, who indulged in wine. At the time of him building the ark, Noah was 500 years old. Why did God speak to Noah? God was able to reach Noah because Noah was the one who was in the favor of the Lord. He spoke to Noah, creating a covenant with God that he not only will build the ark, but also gather two of every creature on earth and set aside food of all kinds. His family, including sons and their wives, will enter this ark and set out to embark on new lands. Once God commanded Noah into the ark, 7 days later, the rainwater came about, washing over the lands. Deep springs burst out of the ground, and the floodgates of the heavens opened. And the rain came down for 40 days and 40 nights. Eventually, the waters receded, and the land went back to its original form. God remembered the animals that Noah brought with him on the ark. Waters receded, and springs closed up in the grounds. The boat eventually made its stop atop of Mount Ararat. When the water fully receded, you can see the tops of Mount Ararat. Noah sent out the dove, and the dove returned with an olive in its mouth. That allowed him, Noah, to know the waters receded. Noah removed the ark cover and saw the ground was dry. God told Noah to come out with his sons and their wives, with all the life of the creatures. The release is so that all the animals could multiply. Once outside the ark, God made a promise to never, never destroy the grounds humans walked on ever again, even though God knew that hearts of people were still born evil. What is the meaning behind the animal usage? Animal usage in the meaning of the ark is truly important because we as humans consume animals. We use animals for the cultivation of harvests. We use animals for tasks that we can't accomplish. Animals are also the backdrop to our civilization. When you wake up in the morning, you are used to hearing the birds chirp. They are the animals that introduce you to the morning. This is why the rooster has been such an integral part of farming. We get used to hearing the voice that wakes us up and gets to work. Other meanings why the animals serve a purpose is because the animals serve as beings that are saved by God's graces, considering they are merely casualties of the circumstance. But why destroy so many on the earth? Well, their purpose of being destroyed in the process represents the old, which is what God is trying to eliminate. And the two of each that Noah saved represent the new version of the old being kept around to multiply later. Here's something else I want to point out about the use of collecting animals. The animals represent the gender combination of the men and women that are on the ark. One male and one female of the same species of animal, reflective of the humans that will repopulate the world. What is the symbolism? In the story, there are a few symbols that represent other things within our daily life. When God asked Noah to inform the people, this represents the lack of preparation that people have in life. A lot of people have warning signs of the times changing. They don't take heed to the signs, and then when the event takes place, there's no ability to shift gears. Let's observe another example of symbols in regards to Noah's ark. The destruction of the earth is a symbol because the eradication of the planet signifies the new beginning. From having a society that is viewed as corrupt, getting rid of it, and starting fresh shows that sometimes people have to recalibrate. The new world of Noah is the human new beginning, and then there's the rainbow. The rainbow after the great flood signifies there would never be another great flood. Now, are these the only symbols that were an aspect of the ark story? No, it was not. How about the symbolic meaning behind releasing the dove to signify that the water had receded for Noah and his family to exit the ark? Doves represent peace. When the dove is released and returns with an olive, Noah knows that the land is safe to return. Noah removed the top of the ark, and from the views, Noah could see the lands were dry. God told Noah to bring out all the living creatures so they could multiply. Noah built an altar to honor God, and as a result, made a promise to Noah that he would never destroy earth again. And the rainbow was a sign as a covenant between he and God. This couldn't have happened. When you read and hear about this story, The first thing that comes to mind is that this was one interesting fictional account of an epic story. Or it might be a story that was created to entertain the masses in a given environment. And that story has been used to create an actual fundamentalist account of how the world was really dealt with at one point in time by God. When you begin to sit down and understand life science of the world, climate, and atmosphere, the idea of how Noah's Ark took place is just not possible. Now, I'm not one to challenge people in their belief systems, but there's a difference between having a faith base, but we also have to acknowledge that there is something called reality. A story is a story, but stories have been used as metaphors to mean something else that we need to aim at understanding in our society. No one wants to hear that their belief system is just some story to entertain the masses, but eventually there's a truth that comes with a story like Noah's Ark. We have to look at life and try to understand where these stories came from and why they exist. Let's assume it's true. For just a second, let's look at the story of Noah's Ark and think to ourselves, you know what? This could have happened. The world was at one point in time punished for the bad things in the world. Think about it. The bad things in the world have been going on since the beginning of time. And let's say God told the people for which Noah listened to God, the above. He built his ark, and after bringing on animals, which comprises two of every animal on earth, well, how did he gather two considering so many from other parts of the world? Which would mean that Noah was not only a messenger, but also an explorer. That's right, an explorer, because he gathered so many animals from so many various parts of the globe, which also means that he may have warned others who chose not to follow his advice. It could further strengthen the story that Noah was not just a local story. So once the animals are present, then they are placed onto the ark. Now, here's the part that gets most people, and that is the flood. Cold springs have opened and allowed more water to be free than normal. Well, we know that every landmass on earth could fit in the waters of the world. So with the rain on top of this and springs out of the ground, that could make for one epic situation. The most believable moment is one that is not as obvious, and that is the dove being released to see if land has been reached. Another is allowing the animals to leave and be free to multiply. Could it take place again? Here are my thoughts on this whole story. Could this be something that would happen once again if it were to be true? My opinion is that if anything were to happen again that is close, it would have to be man-made. Just looking at the current pandemic situation that we're living in, we're getting closer and closer to the truth. So how could this take place knowing that so much is in the hands of people? Well, with the way we're dumping so many toxins in the air and ocean, you could see something take place that is quite catastrophic. Will it be springs that open from the ground? No, but we do have volcanoes that are similar to springs. And these springs are more dangerous than water springs in the story of Noah's Ark. Why? Well, the springs that open up here are larger and consist of fire and lava. This is more disastrous than water, because at least with water, those who can swim do so. But fire is not winnable without water. Now, what happens with water is that you build a boat, but what do you build with fire? Okay, what are some other possibilities of Noah's Ark taking place again? The other is another force of nature, which is wind. Hurricanes hit and destroy homes and businesses, killing countless people each year. Could there be a more biblical proportion hurricane that hit? We had Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, Louisiana, and Maria that hit Puerto Rico. But like I said before, the next Noah's Ark could be more of a man-made event, considering that we're doing to the earth on a daily basis with pollution. We forget the earth is a living organism and may react to problems we are causing. End statement. Why we have to understand the story of Noah's Ark as a entirety, both fact and fictional. So many people think about the story of Noah's Ark and see it as a real fundamental belief. For me, it can be used as a metaphor for trying to understand human nature and the destruction as a result. Now that is going to ruffle some feathers with a lot of people, especially considering this is the basis for a lot of people in their existence. So don't be shocked if you get backlash for making these types of statements. You're not going to reach people by discrediting the person's belief system. You have to give them something they can hold on to besides just saying that their beliefs are metaphors. Connect and understand, because anyone who has bent on believing anything, they're not going against it, even in the face of irrefutable evidence. Like I said, it is their belief and existence. So, thank you for listening to In the Know, and I'll be bringing you another topic regarding religion. This topic will be about asking the question, did Egyptians really cross the Red Sea during what is known as Exodus?